This week in Barron's. Now, Barron's Bounce.
A lot of stocks are moving higher after coverage in Barron's magazine, so we'll get right to it. I'm Jack Otter, editor of Barron's.com. I'm here with Jack Howe, senior editor at the magazine.
Hello.
Let's start with our annual franchise, the top 10 stock picks for, in this case, 2017.
Right.
I think about 7 of those 10 stocks are moving higher. We'll focus on a couple. Start with Toll Brothers. That was up 2.8%.
Yeah, I mean, how could the housing market be going better right now? Prices are rising, everything's healthy, but in a lot of these types of markets, we see it in cars, we see it in a bunch of different places, when things are going too well, people start to get nervous. Is this the top? And they start to maybe get too early about calling for a decline.
I think there's some fears that rising rates will put a damper on home buying.
Rising rates, but rising from abysmally low levels to not even normal levels, like still pretty low. No one's expecting a return to normal anytime soon in interest rates. So rates are still going to be pretty low, and there's frankly been a shortage of home building. Like the pace of purchases is fine. It's picking up. Prices are have been moving in the right direction. But there needs to be more building, and Toll Brothers has, you know, is in a good niche with these higher end homes. There's a little bit of concern about its condo market in New York City, but the company says that's doing fine. So it's a prosperous builder that should have years of good growth ahead. And because people are a little worried, you get it for like 9x earnings.
It's all about supply and demand. Citigroup's up 2.2%. Disney is up. You've written about Disney in the past.
I have. I mean, this is a company that de-risks everything it does. When they want to do a new movie, they take less risk doing it because they can make a ride at the theme park. They can sell much more merchandise than other people can sell. They can make money in more ways than most other companies can make it. The only thing that's a little bit weird in the whole portfolio is ESPN, which happens to make a lot of money, but is running this, some of these cord-cutting issues. There was an analyst note out from RBC this morning that says the concerns over ESPN may be depressing the value of this company by as much as $10 billion.
Wow.
You could spin off ESPN and unlock a much higher value like that overnight. I don't know if Disney is going to, but I think there's some definitely value here waiting to be unlocked.
And if they do that, hang on to a share of ESPN. You'd never make money in this country betting against the sports market.
Right.
Lots of others. Arch Coal is up dramatically, I think 3.5%. Not the place you wanted to be invested in recent years, but they came out of bankruptcy right at the right time. They had $5 billion in debt, now $300 million in debt.
The good news is you don't have to worry about them going bankrupt. You've just come out of bankruptcy. So, yeah, coal has been a disaster. But look, metallurgical coal used to make steel. Steel's gone bonkers lately, right? And then it's pulled the value of metallurgical coal with it, so they're making better money there. And even with the thermal coal that you use to generate power, we still get a third of our power in this country from coal, right? And natural gas is taken over. I know there are cleaner sources. No one is pretending that coal is a growth market or we're going to return to coal anytime soon. But there's a case to be made that it's not going to disappear overnight. If the decline of coal is going to be slow and orderly and prices are going to be stable, you can still make a lot of money in coal, and this is a company that trades cheaply. So,
and Chinese demand is picking up. That's half the world's use, so that's a key market. Let's move on to Nokia. This was a story that stock that came up in an interview with the managers of the Transamerica Large Cap Value Fund. Nokia, what do they do? Why would I want to buy Nokia, Jack?
First of all, the headline is, okay, they say the stock can double and you get a 7% yield while you wait.
Good reasons.
You've got my attention, right? The thing with Nokia is everybody's right now is thinking candy bar phones.
Right.
We're not
that
going
nobody
back.
Uses anymore.
We're not going back to the candy bar phones. No. This is now about networking equipment and infrastructure and things like that. That's what's left of the portfolio. They bought Alcatel-Lucent and they can cut some costs out there. So you've got a company that they can also license technology. They license technology to Samsung. Our fund managers say they could stand to make a lot of money by getting Apple to pay for some of their intellectual property going forward. So that's the kind of business this is right now. Pretty stable, not really like a consumer-facing company like it used to be. And the shares look cheap.
It's always an interesting story. These tech companies that used to be hot and they plummet to nothing, and then the market realizes, oh, they actually make something
the
people
scraps,
will buy.
The scraps are still where they're not quite scraps. It's still a viable business.
One more we'll mention. This is Entravision. Our small cap writer, David Englander, sees some value in this Hispanic television network station. They own, 55 stations?
Yeah, I wasn't terribly familiar with the business, but
that's what David Englander does. He finds these companies no one's ever heard of.
That's what he does, and I tell you what, 14x free cash flow, right? with stuff to sell. They've got the spectrum, and the phone companies need the spectrum, and the TV companies are selling it. So if you're at 14 times free cash flow and you've got valuable stuff to sell, I'm interested.
And what's key is that the spectrum is in the places where the phone companies want it. Some of these sales have not gone as well as everyone expected, but if you're where the people are, it's good.
Yep.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.